The state Republican Party used a computer software program to find addresses in Milwaukee that may be non-existent. Party officials then visited a few dozen of the sites, and this week asked the Milwaukee Election Commission to invalidate all 5,600 addresses. The commission voted 3-0 yesterday to dismiss the complaint, saying the GOP had not met the burden of proof. Later, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett said the addresses will be ripe for challenge on Election Day, and that the city and district attorney's office will work together on how to handle any challenges. State Republican Party Chairperson Rick Graber says the GOP may also ask the State Elections Board to weigh in. Graber summoned reporters to one of the non-existent addresses on the Republicans' list.
It's not the residence of a qualified voter in the city of Milwaukee. However, a person listed at that non-existent address voted not once, but twice in the spring primary and in the spring general of 2004. We strongly support eligible voters' right to cast a ballot. But what is very troubling is when vacant lots and non-existent addresses are casting ballots in the state of Wisconsin. This is a black eye on the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin.
The GOP held its news conference in the middle of an African-American neighborhood. Some groups that support Democrats argue Republicans don't focus their investigatory powers as closely on predominantly white or suburban neighborhoods. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.